This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. Name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy, you hear that word enjoy, folks, and protect your nest egg that you worked so hard for over those 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. As I said in past shows, it really wasn't 20, 30, 40 years. You worked minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, year by year to accumulate that. And what's going on in the market, if it continues to roar, they have no problem. But as you know and I know it, what comes up comes down. So what plan do you have in place? So we try to help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and reduce your risk. Let me give you some contact information. If you'd like to call and set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. It doesn't matter even what state you're in. But primarily, we work for people from Western PA and Eastern Ohio. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, PA 16148. And with this COVID going on, we're doing a lot of Zooms or even join me or telephone. And we're having some success with folks doing that. And they're getting the picture. Now, if you don't have a computer, it makes it a little more difficult, but we can even mail you some hard copies, and you can still follow it along, or you can come in. But the best thing to do is to learn more about what we're doing and set up that 5, 10, 15-minute phone call. So, again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So before I tell you what we're going to be doing, let me give you some topics we're going to be talking about on the next few segments. Taxes. That's one of the things we do. We do tax preparation. You'll hear some of our commercials. Tax preparation, but tax planning. Tax planning is very vital. Unless you're not paying any taxes, then obviously that's not going to be a concern for you. So we do tax preparation for $150. That includes the federal long or short form. It's the state form is included with that. It doesn't matter how many W-2s or 1099s. If you're working and you're employed for local return, we charge 10, so it'll be 160, 150 plus 10. A lot of people we have are retirees and don't have W-2s, but if you have one, it's $10 extra. If you have a Pennsylvania property rebate, that's 20 bucks. But we also include Schedule D. You may say, well, what's Schedule D? That's if you buy and sell stock. We include 10 trades for that same price for $150. Many firms charge per item. We also include Schedule E. You may say, well, what's Schedule E? That's rental. If you have rental property, oil and gas, we include one Schedule E. Now, if you have more than one rental property, call, but it's usually anywhere from $25 to $30. If you have a Schedule or an S corporation, call for a price, but I almost guarantee we'll probably beat the price substantially. In most cases, we can cut it in half. In some cases, they're outrageous what they charge, so it's even way more savings than that. But we do, you know, corporations, LLCs, limited partnerships, you name it, we have. But the big item, folks, is the tax planning. So let me give you a website, innovationtaxservice.com, innovationtaxservice.com. And we're going to be talking about taxes, tax planning. We're going to talk about some ideas, tax considerations when a loved one passes away. I've had several clients that actually the husband usually dies first. In this case, it was the wife that died first, but a loved one. Then we're going to talk about the market. The 1920s, 1999, the irrational exuberance, greed, hope, and desire. We're going to talk about some things that Janet Yellen wants to do regarding these bitcoins. We have some positive news. The retail sales was up 5.3% in January. Well, I'm doing this very late on Thursday. And guess what? The report came out. The unemployment almost hit 900,000. Not quite. So that was the kind of bad news. And we also show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis basis. Now, pre-crisis is the best way. Now, people, when they think of pre-crisis, you got to buy that long-term care insurance. Now, that's our least favorite way. And the reason it's our least favorite way is because if you spend money and never need the care, you lost it all. Plus, a lot of companies are getting out of it. The prices keep coming up with it. But there's about a 75%, according to government, that when you're 65 years of age or older, that you'll need some type of convalescent care, in-home care, assisted living care, nursing home care, adult day care. 25% you won't. So do you have some money set aside in a money market account, savings account, checking account, a mutual fund, non-qualified, could be an IRA type account, that you've got to set aside? Well, what if I could show you a way on a pre-crisis basis that would, in some cases, double or triple? And if you didn't need to use it for that, you could pass it on to your heirs at a higher amount, and you have access to your money. Now, that's something that you should explore in case you need it. If you got that lazy asset that you're setting aside just in case, there might be a better way of doing it. So that's the one thing, if you haven't planned for it, could wipe you out. Now, if you're in a nursing home or you're a veteran, it's not too late. We have strategies. We work with LLA attorneys. In fact, I just came back over at Wayside over in Ohio at the Mahoney-Stengel Valley Estate Planning Council, which we meet with LLA attorneys. So whether you're from Ohio or PA, we do have attorneys. So it's not too late, but it's better if you plan in advance. So we do that. What else do? We do Social Security planning. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office many years ago, Sherry Marini. She's a certified estate planner. I'm a master certified estate planner. We also do what? Show people how to avoid probate. In fact, I was talking to this gentleman. I thought he was a CPA, and it was like talking to a foreign language. I don't understand anything you're saying. He's an attorney. So we start talking about terminology regarding trust and those things that he knew. So anyways, we work with people who are specialties in that arena. And taxes, if you got some people that you know, business or high net worth, they talked about what JB, as I refer to him, Joe Biden, what he's got proposed, and he'll probably ram it through. And if you got some high net worth, folks, we got some of the top tax attorneys and CPAs in the country. We're not here to replace your existing advisors. We work alongside with them. And guess what? You don't pay for the plan unless we can save money. So let me ask you a question. Do you have enough confidence in your attorney that you work with or your CPA to have a second opinion? Again, we're not looking to replace them. So we have a website for that, EliteTaxReduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com. If you want to learn more about Social Security, we have some on-demand seminars at our regular website, LeaveALegacy.com, LeaveALegacy.com. We have one seminar that's Are You Ready to Retire? One's on Social Security. One is on estate planning. One is on how to have a tax-free retirement. That's a big topic. You should learn more about that. If you think taxes are going up and you got a lot of these qualified accounts, you should definitely be getting a second opinion. We have one on women in wealth. One is how to have a paycheck for life or a guaranteed income. And we got some dynamite calculators, folks. I've talked about the last several weeks. You've got to see this because some of your money might be geared toward this particular strategy. And we can send you the calculator. You can do it by phone. You can work through the numbers with me on the phone. Go through that exercise. There's no charge for it, but it's very eye-opener. So, again, if you'd like to get on our calendar, to get on that call, this calculator, by the way, usually takes 15, 20 minutes. Give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. So we come back. We're going to talk about tax considerations when a loved one passes away. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy. And then you want to stay to the end, folks. I got some shocking things regarding politics. So please listen to our commercials. One is on taxes. So if you haven't got your taxes done, but if you want to have tax preparation, tax planning, again, give us a call. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write that phone number down, you'd like to set up a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call or come in person for a complimentary consultation, call our office at Legacy Financial Strategies toll-free at 800-264-4963. It's 800-264-4963. So let's talk about taxes and tax considerations when a loved one passes away. Now, this information comes from the Bradford Tax Institute. Folks, you have no idea the services I subscribe to, from investments to taxes, etc. Like I said, I'm kind of a financial nerd. My title is a Master Certified Estate Planner, but so I have basically two talents. God says he's given everybody one talent. I'm a professional eater, and I know numbers. So let's talk about tax considerations when a loved one passes away. Part one, a financially comfortable loved one has passed away in this year of seemingly endless bad news. Sadly, it's not uncommon. Like I said, I had two of the spouses, the wives actually died. Now the deceased loved one may have been singled or married and may or may not have been a relative. And in case you've stepped up to the plate and taken on the challenging job of acting as the executor for the deceased person's estate. Now, if you want to get political correct, executors for a male, executrix for a female. If you really want to get political correct, a personal representative they use a lot. So you've stepped up to play, you've been assigned that. But it can be a lot of work, and handling tax matter is an important part of it. Now, if you happen to go through pro and you didn't plan, we have attorneys that don't gouge you in that arena. But it's better if you've done the planning in advance. We can assist you. We're not attorneys, but we are legal assistants. The article is the first of a three-part series, so I'm giving you part one. You, as the executive, need to know about the most important federal tax issues. So if you'd like to get copies of this, I have permission through the Bradford Institute that I could email this to you or mail it to you. Here's a key point. There may be state tax issues, but those are beyond the scope. Well, let me just talk a little bit. Over in Ohio, you used to have an Ohio estate tax, E-S-T-A-T-E. You did away with that a few years ago. You used to have a $338,334 exemption. Is that away with? In Pennsylvania, if you die, if it goes to spouse, there isn't any, but to parents, to children, it's 4.5%, no exemption, 12% if it goes brother to sister, and 15% aunt to nephew. Now, if you do some planning, if it goes transfer assets, it goes 1 year and 1 day, you can avoid that Harris taxes. But that's not the role of this letter. I just thought I added that in. Now, here's the executor role. When a loved one passes away, someone must handle the resulting financial fallout, including the tax issue. That person may be identified in deceased loved ones, will as executor of the deceased estate. We have people to pass on. We have that all the time. If there's no will, the probate court will appoint administrator. It means you died intestate. So their state statutes will tell you where the money's going to. And the word probate means to prove those assets belong to that individual. It's like a big title search. They have to be now transferred to the living people through via of a will or trust, or if you died intestate according to the state statute. In either case, it will often be a surviving spouse or another family member who takes on a responsibility. In this article, instead of using the word personal representative, they're using the word executor. Your role as executor is to identify the estate's assets, pay off debts. You'll see a lot of times they'll advertise in the law journal in a legal notice, used three times, and distribute the remainder of the rightful heirs and beneficiary. You're also responsible for filing any necessary tax returns and arranging to pay any taxes. Now, most people aren't able to do that, so that's why they see us or they see another firm for doing that. Now, filing the 1040 for an unmarried decedent. If the decedent was unmarried, an initial step was to file his or her final form on 1040. That return covers the period from January 1 through the date of death. That return is due on the standard date, for example, April 15th, unless we have some additional COVID, which could be extended, like it was last year. April 15, 2021, for someone who dies in 2020, or October 15, 2021, if you extend the return date. Here's some advice. With all executor duties, you probably become pressed for time, so extend the return. If that happens, it might be a good idea for extend. We have a lot of extensions. Now, surviving spouse can file joint form 1040 for the year of death. So let's say a married loved one died this year. Unless the surviving spouse remarries by December 31st, 2020, he or she is considered unmarried for all of 2020 for federal income tax purposes. Nevertheless, the surviving spouse can file a joint form 1040 when the deceased spouse for 2020 and thereby benefit for the more taxpayer-friendly rates and rules that apply to joint filers. Very important, folks. The final joint return will include the deceased spouse income, deductions, and credit plus the surviving spouse income deduction and credit for the entire year. Here's a key point. If the surviving spouse remarries on and before December 31st, 2020, the married filing separate status must be used for the deceased spouse final form 1040 for the 2020 tax year. You don't see that often, but it could be. Now, surviving spouse may be able to use that joint return rate for 2 years following deceased spouse year of death. What do I mean by that? The benefits of a married filing joint status are extended to a qualified widow or widower for the 2 tax years following the year of the deceased spouse's death. In general, to be a qualified widow or widower for the year, the surviving spouse must be unmarried as of the end of the year. The surviving spouse must also pay more than half the cost of maintaining a home that is the principal home for the entire year of a child or surviving spouse, including a stepchild, who qualifies as a dependent of a surviving spouse. Finally, the surviving spouse must have been eligible to file a joint return with the now deceased spouse for the tax year of the deceased spouse's death. Like I said, you can get a copy of this. Just call our office toll-free, Legacy Financial Strategy and Innovation Tax Service, and say, I want this report by the Bradford Tax Institute, Part 1, Tax Considerations When a Loved One Passes Away, Part 1. I can email it to you or mail that. Or if you're confused, come in or set up that 5, 10, 15-minute phone call. Our toll-free number again is 800-264-4963. So if a descendant had a revocable or revocable trust, to avoid probate, many individuals and married couples of means set up a revocable trust to hold valuable assets, including real property and bank and investment accounts. These revocable trusts are often called inter vias, living trusts, family trusts, grantor trusts. They all mean the same thing when I'm referring to living trust, that is. For federal income tax purposes, they are properly described as what? Grantor trusts. So as long as a trust remains in a revocable or revocable status, it is a what? Grantor trust. And its existence is disregarded for federal income tax purposes. Therefore, the grantor or grantors are treated as still personally owning the trust assets for federal income tax purposes, and tax returns of the grantors or grantor are properly accordingly. Now, unmarried individual. When an unmarried individual passes away, his or her grantor trust becomes what? Irrevocable. As such, the trust is now treated as a separate taxpayer that is subject to the federal income tax rules for trust. This, of course, is not a favorable development because the 2020 tax rates on undistributed trust, by the way, folks, climb quickly to a maximum of 37% for ordinary income and net short-term capital gain, and a maximum 20% rate for long-term capital gains and qualified dividends. So if the 3.8% net investment income, called the NIT, also applies, the 2020 marginal federal income tax rate on trust, undistributed investment income and gains can be as high as, you ready for this? 40.8%. Ouch. 23.8%. Ouch. For married couples, revocable trusts typically continue to exist as such when the first spouse passes away. In that case, the trust continues to be a grantor trust and existence continues to be disregarded for federal income tax purposes. Surviving spouse Form 1040 are prepared without regard to the trust. So when a surviving spouse passes away, the trust becomes irrevocable trust that's subject to the potentially negative federal income tax consequence mentioned above. So if you'd like to get part one, there's a lot more information. Again, call toll-free. And there's three parts, but I'll cover the second part next week. Call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963. Get on our calendar. Set up that 5 or 10 or 15-minute call. If you don't want to talk, that's fine. So I'd like to get that from the Bradford Tax Institute called Tax Consideration When Loved One Passes Away. Call Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the economy, the markets. Because what else do? We do investments and savings. We talk about yellow, green, and red money. Yellow money is your emergency money. You should have anywhere from 3 months to a year. Then you have your red money. Anything can go up and down. Gold, silver, commodities, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuity, risk assets. Green money is where your money's protected. You can't lose money due to market conditions. That would be long-term CDs. What else? Savings bonds. Fixed annuities, FIAs, known as enhanced index annuity, or some people call them FIAs or FIAs. Every strategy has pros and cons, folks. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the market. What should you be doing? Where is it heading? So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to the support message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. What we're going to be talking about on this segment, which I mentioned on the last one, is a little bit about the economy. I was going to talk about Janet Yellen in a book that's out that was shocking to you, but I think we'll have to spend a little more time on it. It's an article by Jim Richards, and it talks about the MP strategy. You probably don't even know what that is, but it's shocking about the Federal Reserve can basically spend as much money as they want to. It has no bearing on the rest of the economy. That's kind of making simplicity, but we'll have to dwell in probably two segments on that, and I'll give you more details on it. And it says, Yellen and the Rise of the MMT. The Rise of the MMT. What's that all about? Well, you ought to stay tuned for next week. But I mentioned earlier on the first segment that retail sales were up in January, 5.3%, which is strong. But the unemployment figures, at least that's the ones that reported, came in almost 900,000, like 890,000, which caused the market on Thursday to kind of tank. Today it's kind of like back up, still a little bit of choppy. So where is it going? Well, here's the question, folks. As I mentioned at the beginning, that you've worked many years to accumulate that money, 30, 40, 20, 50 years to accumulate that. Is it? And actually, you worked minute by minute, hour by aid, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year to accumulate that. Is it worth it to try to squeeze an extra 1, 2, 3% in retirement? Now, if you have a lot of money and you can afford the risk, that's fine, because we offer, you name the investment or savings, I can't say we have everything. We talked about yellow, green, and red money. Red money is risk money. We have all types of investments. I've got so many outfits to deal with, I could, you know. But anyways, anytime you're dealing with risk money, it is risk. It is considered a security. Then you got the other extreme, yellow money, which we believe in having 3 months to 12 months as emergency fund, checking, saving, money market, credit union. Doesn't earn very much. In fact, some cases doesn't earn money at all, interest at all. It's liquid, but but you can lose money due to inflation, if it earned anything, taxation. So you got the extreme. So you want to do a balance, a holistic type. And if you're working just with the stockbroker, most of them don't have the holistic approach. So they have different strategies, you know, the bond mix, you know, and certain types of those types of strategies. But guess what? Ask them, are they all securities? The word securities means risk. So everybody's different. One shoe doesn't fit all. So what I suggest doing to learn more about what we're doing, set up a telephone call, 5, 10, 15-minute call. Call Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or if you want to come in for a complimentary consultation, leave your checkbook at home. We can visit and see if there's a good report. And if not, if there is, if not, you're on your way. Better yet, if you're really not sure, set up that phone call to do that calculator, folks. That's a pretty powerful exercise. You can't see what I'm talking about because you can't see it. But I could send it to you. We could do it by phone, and you can be on your computer. It's an exercise that you've got to see. So, again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So, like I said, we'll talk more about what Janet Yellen, our Secretary of Treasury, says next week about that. Spending money has no bearing on it. Well, if you ran your household that way, I think you would be in a heap of trouble. So the money's going to come from somewhere. Tax planning. Go to our website, innovationtaxservice.com or elitetaxreduction.com. So let's talk a report from the Dent Research. I haven't talked about them for a while. This is Rodney Johnson, one of his associates. And this is from Rodney Johnson. Let me read to you. This is a February 2021 issue. He said, in 2009, my wife and I took the kids another summer vacation road trip. Starting out from our home in Tampa, Florida, we drove first to Lake Wichita in Arkansas, then down to West Texas. He said, we covered just over 4,000 miles in 10 days. Boy, they were moving. Ate some good barbecue. Randy's Smokehouse in Texarkana topped the list and found the place where you could no longer hear Paul from Verizon commercials, who famously asked, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Our final destination, he said, was Gardner State Park. What's this have to do with? We're going to talk about build inflation back better. Our final destination was Gardner State Park, 10 miles from Texas and 30 miles from reliable cell service in Uvalde, Texas. The park on the Frio River is definitely in the middle of nowhere. The park logo is a stylized 41, refers to the year the park was opened, 1941. He says, as we relaxed in rocking chairs on the big stone patio, he said, it struck me that if this location was considered nowhere in 2009, that it must have been beyond the edge of the earth in the late 1930s when construction started. He said, this park, like many others around the nation, was developed as part of the Works Progress Administration, the WPA, in the 1930s. My dad always talked about that, which specialized in large, unnecessary projects. The WPA was partly an infrastructure program and partly a make-work program meant to give legions of unemployed men a job, a paycheck, and dignity. And no small part, it's also meant to take idle, unemployed, irritable men out of the communities where they were causing mischief and give them a way to earn money while either learning or maintaining skills, sending hundreds of men to the middle of West Texas, far from any community, to build a state park, fit the bill perfectly. So he goes on to say, during the eight-year life of the WPA, the federal government spent $11 billion on it, which is chopped liver today, which equates to, you ready for this today? $207 billion today, at a time when the U.S. GDP is $21.5 trillion, the federal budget is $5.1 trillion, and the federal deficit $1.8 trillion. He said the outlay for the WPA appears small, but that's misleading. In 1935, it was 15% of the GDP, gross domestic product. In today's terms, that would be $3.1 trillion of our domestic GDP. He said, after the outlay on his $1.9 trillion of relief package, President Biden is expected to propose an infrastructure bill that will be smaller than the WPA in terms of GDP, but also be smaller in scope. We don't need to put 20% of the labor force back to work. And he said, we're not searching for projects in the middle of nowhere to complete. If Biden's proposal goes through, we'll embark on a massive renovation of roads, bridges, and other transportation infrastructure. In addition to the borrowed funds that we'll use to pay for the programs, we'll also pay more for rising prices and everything from labor to materials. This will happen in part because we're throwing a huge amount of money at the issue, in part because we're not alone. Large countries around the world are doing the same thing, and we're looking at the same inputs, which will supercharge demand. But miners, oil drillers, and other companies that work with raw materials have cut their capital expenditures over the last couple of years. This leaves us with more money chasing fewer goods, the classic driver of what? Inflation. Repeat that back. This leaves us more money chasing fewer goods, the classic driver of inflation. And, of course, the Fed has basically shot all their bullets. They have nowhere to go unless they go into the negative territory. But anyways, he says the Biden proposal, later this month, President Biden is expected to lay out an infrastructure bill called Build Back Better that closely aligns with his position as outlined on his website. In abbreviated form, it calls for renovating and building roads, bridges, green spaces. Yeah, green spaces. Get ready for smaller windows. Water systems, electrical grids, and broadband access. Transitioning our auto industry from internal combustion engine vehicles to electric vehicles, creating public transportation access for cities with 100,000 or more residents, transitioning from fossil fuel generated electricity to clean power, upgrading 4 million buildings, weatherizing 2 million homes, and retrofitting homes with energy efficient appliances. Smaller windows, too, folks. Building 1.5 million sustainable homes. As we found out with the 2009 American Reinvestment Recovery Act, there's no such thing as a shovel-ready project. You remember those under the Obama administration, right? Repairing and building new roads, bridges, power plants, buildings, and mass transit systems require a taunting amount of planning in building in addition to permitting environmental impact study. It's unclear how much of the Biden's plan can or will get done over the next several years, but that doesn't mean the plan won't push forward. When it comes to the present condition of our surface transportation, this initiative can arrive soon. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. I won't be able to finish the entire report, but if you'd like to get a copy of it, again, give us a call. Set up that 5, 10, 15-minute call toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. And we come back. Also, we'll talk a little bit more about Rodney Johnson from the Dent Organization has to say. And then we'll talk a little politics. And you might have heard this. Maybe you haven't heard about this. Who paid what for what took place in the Capitol about footage and videos and so forth. So stay tuned for that much, much more. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what Rondi Johnson had to say from the Dent Organization about build inflation back better. Are we heading for inflation, or is it correct by Powell say inflation is going to remain low for several years? Who's right? Who's wrong? You know, one of the things we offer here at Legacy Financial Strategy and Legacy Advisory Group is gold and silver. Now, would I recommend you putting 100% of your money? No. For many people, they shouldn't have any money in it. Some people, for insurance, as we call it, might be considered, say, 5 or 10%. So if you're interested in that, that's red money. Give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategies, toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So we're going to finish up talking a little bit more about what Randy Johnson from the Dent Organization has to say about possibly inflation, and we're going to finish up with a little politics. So he says, using federal data advocacy organization Transportation of America reported their document Repair Priorities 2019, though he said, not spending enough to maintain our existing roads, we adding new roads at a fast clip. From 2009 through 2014, states spent about the same amount on building new roads as they did, you ready for this, on repairing the existing ones, $21.3 billion and $21.4 billion respectively. Even though roughly 20% of our roads were in poor condition, I say amen to that, up from 14% in 2009. He said it costs $24,000 per year to keep every new lane mile of road. Let me repeat that. It costs $24,000 per year to keep every new lane mile of road in good working condition. Between 2009 and 2017, we added 223,494 lane miles of road, or enough to drive across the United States 83 times. He said it takes $5 billion to maintain just the lane miles that we've added in that time. We already had about 4 million lane miles of road, which costs roughly $96 billion each year to maintain. He said we should be spending $100 billion per year just to keep our roads in good condition. So he goes on and talk about the report about oil. And what we'll do is continue next week along with Janet Yellen regarding that information that she talked, as I mentioned earlier, about the rise of the MMT. You might want to Google that, the rise of the MMT. And then we'll continue with part two next week about tax considerations when a loved one passes away. So let's talk a little bit about politics and what is going on. Now, I was going to get Joey a pen, but I see he's got his little cup filled with pens because Nancy took all the pens. And someone suggested to go to the bank. Well, I haven't been in the bank inside. I don't go inside that often, and I didn't pay attention last time I was in. They used to have some chains for the pens, but probably because of COVID, they took that away. They suggested to see if I could rip one of those off. I said that would be stealing. Well, that's a suggestion. And I said, also, if you had one of those chains, how would you hook it back together? And then the second question is, how would I get it to him so he can have a pen when he signs more of the executive orders? He can have it around his neck so he doesn't lose his pen, because he couldn't find his pen. And he's well scripted, the earpiece in his ear, and you could tell from his eyes. One thing, he still has pretty good eyesight because he can at least read. He's not really understanding what he's reading, but at least he's standing upright. But during January 6th, let me read to this. You may be aware of this. You may not have been aware of this. CNN, the Communist News Network, and NBC paid Antifa activists for footage from Capitol breach. The guy's name was John Earl Sullivan. They got a mugshot that I'm looking at. Three new agencies paid a man who identifies as an Antifa activist and was charged allegedly committing crimes during the January 6th breach of the U.S. This comes from U.S. News, by the way. Capitol for vintage footage he captured during the mayhem. CNN, NBC, and the Australian Broadcasting Corp, ABC, paid John Earl Sullivan thousands of dollars to use video clips he shot inside the building, according to a new court filing. CNN paid $35,000. NBC paid $35,000. And ABC must have bargained a little better, $2,375. So that's what? $72,375 total, according to invoices. You hear that? According to invoices that were filed with the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Sullivan, John Earl Sullivan, age 26, was arrested and charged last month with multiple crimes on January 6, including violent entry, civil disorder, and disorderly conduct. CNN and NBC didn't immediately respond to requests by the Epoch Times, by the way. That's the magazine or newspaper you subscribe. I have the hard copy that I put it in our lobby. It comes out once a week, but then you get daily information online. You could try it out, I think, for a dollar for 60 days. Sometimes they have some specials that go for 4 months. So Epic, E-P-O-C-H, Times, Epic Times. Video footage, some of which was timed by Sullivan, showed the Utah man illegally entering the Capitol building and urging others to go inside and burn the structure down. CNA also hosted Sullivan for an on-air interview later on January 6th, along with Jade Sacker, a freelancer who has work published by various outlets. Sullivan has told the Epoch Times that he's apolitical, but he also told other news outlets that he's an Antifa or anti-fascist. Antifa is far left anarcho-communist network that has engaged in violence across the country in recent years. Sullivan also has been linked to the Black Lives Matter movement. Well, that's the one who was nominated for the Nobel Prize. You remember that, right? Though he had disavowed by the leader of the Black Lives Matter from Utah, so they disavow that. Sullivan was released conditionally shortly after being charged and remains free despite violating the conditions of release. A federal judge on February 16th declined to block him from using Twitter and Facebook, but said he must stop working for Insurgent USA, an organization he founded to help advocate for the empower uplifting of black indigenous voices. Magistrate John Robin Merriweather, an Obama appointee, also decreed that Sullivan's 24-hour monitoring be stopped, according to Politico, but said his internet use will be checked by probation officers. Sullivan can't use social media platforms to incite riots or violent protests and is being forced to remain home as the case moves forward. Sullivan's attorney had argued in a memorandum that the government attempts would limit defendants' ability to communicate the way most vast majority of Americans communicate is oppressive, according to his attorney, overboard and unconstitutional. Shame, shame, shame. The entirety overboard request by the government would effectively mean from communicating with friends, interacting with his family, writing his thoughts, keeping up with the news, checking on the weather, reading a newspaper outline if he knows how, or any of the typical reasons the vast majority of the population uses the social media platforms, the attorney wrote. Sullivan was already banned from using Twitter and Facebook along with 11 other sites by a judge in Utah in a separate case. So he's got a pattern here. He was arrested in Utah last year for allegedly rioting and other crimes in the state. So that must be his occupation. His primary Twitter account has been suspended along with Facebook, etc. Another thing in political things, Now, this is sickening, folks. Transgender fighter who broke woman's skull in an MMA ring has now been called, what, the bravest athlete in history. Can you imagine that? That's the assessment of Sid Ziegler, co-founder and blogger at Outsports, an LGBT focus site that is part of the left-wing digital media company's Vox SBN Nation. Sick. What is going on with our country, folks? And then Madam Kamala Harris is taking up some role, the president's duty. She's customary role of president by calling several heads of state. I mentioned that before. Usually the president does that, but she's taken over that. So the question is, when will they put Joey out to pasture? My wife says 3 months. I say 6 months. I have one. My dentist says a year and a half. One of our accountant guys says 2 years. I have another guy says 3 years. What say you? Do you think he'll make it to this term? And then you know who's going to step in, don't you? Yep. Madam Kamala Harris. Now, folks, you're going to die. I'm going to die. We lost a very important person. Of course, God's a respecter of no person, but this gentleman gave a lot to the radio, to the community. He stuck up for this country, the republic, and the basic principles that our country was founded on, Rush Limbaugh. So we're all going to die. You could die today, tomorrow, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. The question is, where are you going to spend eternity? It's either heaven or hell. Man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation. You say, I won't go that next year. He stands at the door and knocks. He wants all, A-L-L, to come to repentance for forgiveness. So the secret is, James 4:10 says, you must humble yourself before the Lord. Repent of your sins, godly sorrow, ask for forgiveness, and accept Jesus Christ as the God. Because he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Who do you say he is? I do another radio show on Sunday morning. We've got a special guest from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WPIC. It's called One Way Radio Network because there's only one way to heaven. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week. Need some ideas for a particular circumstance? Call Legacy Financial Strategies and Legacy Advisory Group, toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com for a simple three-step review process to evaluate the risks of your retirement.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com.